Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 20th from Jeremiah 35 and 36. A backward glance. The book of Jeremiah does not follow a chronological order. Whereas some of our earlier passages dealt with Judah and Jerusalem just before the devastation was complete, now we're back to Jehoiakim's time, at least 11 and possibly up to 20 years earlier than the events told of in chapters 33 to 34. Why is that? The whole situation in Jerusalem during Jeremiah's ministry is chaotic. That anything survived his time is amazing in and of itself. Today's text probably gives us some of the reason for the back and forth. The written record of prophecies about Judah were destroyed by the king, then re-recorded on another scroll, chapter 36, verse 32. Did the second time around follow the exact same path? God has obviously seen fit to keep the record this way, perhaps to help future generations, including ours, understand that His mercy and His justice are long-term and take twists and turns along with their human recipients. An historical note. Some years ago, archaeologists in Israel uncovered a coin from the time of Jeremiah. It had the name Baruch, son of Neriah, on it. Time magazine profiled Dr. Richard Friedman of UC San Diego, a former professor of mine, who marveled at the fact that the coin seemed to confirm the historicity of biblical accounts. Imagine that! Another incontrovertible confirmation of the historical accuracy of Scripture. God's word never fails. A point of proof is that everything Jeremiah prophesied about Judah, Jerusalem, and its people came to pass exactly as he said it would. And despite the attempts of powerful people like King Jehoiakim to suppress the word of God, the ultimate suppression was against those who stubbornly resisted God. We still have Jeremiah's writings. Where is Jehoiakim? Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.